And changes to the agenda.
Call my own version so I can see it. We have lots. And we're going to go in order so people can go home, given the length of their commutes. So first, well, first we so we're welcoming to Rebecca's on the agenda. So we till in a second. So the changes
Oops.
are, you all have to help me out.
Yeah.
Martin and the friends, I think, are both
Yeah.
correct additions to the meeting. So, you know, here's Alton. So I don't, you guys want to do a coin flip for who gets to go first and who gets to go second? Between the friends and finance, I don't know.
Friends can go first.
Okay,
I feel like,
great.
yeah, I'm in
Okay.
no hurry.
That,
So,
that'll be,
yeah.
yeah. Okay. So those are, think of the two additions. Okay, so that means Rebecca is up. We wanted to formally welcome you as our
Thank you.
very, very welcome.
Yes, I'm being really
New
quick. I just wanted to
services.
see everyone's faces and say hi. I think I've met most of you so far.
Everybody,
So,
even people that are here.
even
Kaya,
friends
can
that I have
yeah.
not met, but everybody on the board I have officially met.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. So, very exciting.
We're
Well,
very happy to have you,
thank you.
Rebecca. I'm
Very
great.
happy to
It's
have
been
you.
great.
I can't believe I'm already past one level. I went really
And I
fast.
know.
Yeah.
And she's got a
Yeah.
lot going on, which you probably saw in the library report. But
Yeah. Well, I got to see a
25 people
flyer.
at her story time
Yeah.
on Tuesday,
Wow.
which
Every
was
week it's been
amazing.
25.
Yeah,
And I
25.
love,
I think it's happening after Labor Day, right? Or just early
The meet
September.
the
Yeah. Meet the
librarian.
librarian, but bring your favorite picture book
Yep. Yeah.
so that she will know.
Yeah,
Yes,
so
that's
I can see
great.
their
Well,
book. And then
that'll
we're doing also a show and tell, so they can bring like their favorite stuffy or toy. So
A
I can try to get some of the
slumber
older
party
kids.
to follow.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah,
Have a
thank
good day.
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for staying late.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. All
All right. You all want to come
right.
to the table for the
Oh,
friends or
yeah.
hop in here? Well, it's not that big a room. You can do whichever you like.
Well, I had been in charge of the Friends for a very long time, and this year really took me down. So I had to step down. And but there was a moment in time when we thought that we might do a suggestion by Molly's husband Dex, which is just close the 501c3 Friends and have a 4th of July committee. And then Tracy had a major meltdown when
Well,
she
so
heard of it, which, you know, totally legitimate. And then Tina stepped up and said, "Oh, well, I'll do that. I'll fill that gap. I'll step in and be the head of the Friends." So everything has changed. 501c3 can stay in place as far as I'm concerned, unless you two have other concerns. You were the
Well,
one
I don't
who
want
took charge
any
of
more
the
meltdowns, right? Well,
was it a meltdown,
No, it's
or
not a meltdown.
was it a very concerned
Yeah.
librarian?
Use the concern. So just
So some of our grants and donations come through with that 501c3 federal ID number. So that's kind of a concern. Like
yeah,
people
that's
can find
fine.
us through the Friends of the Library and they donate that way.
Yeah.
So that is a concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 501c3s are hard to come by. I mean, if it lapses, it would be a year before
Right.
we could reset them
Well, I
up. So
almost
they're
lost it a year and a half, 2 years
public
ago. Boy,
reporting.
that was scary, let me
Yeah.
tell you. I scrambled.
The annual
Yeah.
reporting
I
requirements.
have all
Yeah.
the paperwork that proves that we are still a
Yeah.
501c3.
Good.
And I just went over with Tina. She and I had a meeting yesterday and just talked about that I certainly it's a concern of our librarian, and I'm on board with our librarian. So we keep the 501c3. Tina will be, she has information. I will give her more information. I will stay taking care of things until Tina can come off the board in March. I think that's it. I really want to see more of a collaboration. This couple of years has been great because Tracy and I have really collaborated more than I have with any other head librarian, and that's been great. I feel like I got the friends is much more supported, and I would like to see, and of course if Tina is taking over, then there will be more collaboration between the board and Tracy and the friends. As a triumvirate, we can be very powerful.
I agree.
So that's where I think we're headed. That's where we'll land. I'll try to get things really clear and concise and set up for Tina to take over.
Right. So we'll meet
Yeah.
as the friends, like all friends, and kind of put out an invitation to others after I'm off the board at the end of March, and then kind of make a path forward, if that makes sense. And hopefully everybody will be on board with that.
I mean, I want to transition when I go off the board to friends supporting too, because it feels logical. You have all this institutional knowledge and this love of the library and support of the systems. And I would, I think I could, I would like to go shake trees of other past board members who just disappeared, who like, I'll wait a few months and then I'll get on to the friends. And like, hello, it's been 3 years or 4 years. So.
I accosted Bonnie Sargent the other day.
She told.
Well,
Oh
it's
dear.
okay because people who, it's a palpable way to step up.
Yeah, she really, this library is partly due to her and the friends' efforts at her when she was on the board.
Well, not to mention the building being fundraised for and renovated as a library 25, 26
Unbelievable.
years ago,
So,
which some of you spent your youth and your children's
and
youth on.
I'm really excited about Tina taking it because I have to admit that the last 10 years have been difficult to find new people and to keep up that energy. I'm a little over the hill with having lots of energy and excitement about things and getting it. I just have enough to take care of what I've been taking care of for 25 years. So I'm thrilled that this will go on and grow. I think it's great. So do we.
I think that we should give Tony a
Yeah, oh
round
my
of
God.
applause.
Yes.
Thank you.
No.
But
My absolute pleasure.
we'll still see you here.
Absolutely.
Make sure the
I'll
bubble.
continue to water plants and take care of the gardens. And who
Run the Bridge
knows, I
Club.
might have so much time I can actually volunteer at the front desk.
Ooh,
Wouldn't
go.
that be something?
That would be
It'd be
great.
great. Oh,
She's filling her time already.
Yeah, I know.
thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. So we're done. I think we're
You
done.
want to stay? Hours, hours till they're on a nice night.
Hey.
Cocktail
Where?
hour.
Elite services that you can carry your cocktail and meal.
I did a little check. Thanks
Oh.
so much for sneaking us in the front. I appreciate
Oh, yeah.
that. Of
Thank you,
course.
of course. Thank you, Martha and crew. Nice to meet
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Finance, the whole the audit.
Yes.
We got a letter and got it, but you go through it.
Yes. So governmental accounting is its own strange beast. And we have to keep revenues separate from expenditures. So any revenues that come in cannot go against an expenditure account. So moving forward, we got to make sure we keep our revenues separate. At the end of the fiscal year 26, you had two expenditure accounts that had a credit balance in them. That can't happen. They have to be totally separate. So at the end of the fiscal year, what we do is we take your revenues that you have and we use it to reduce your expenditures. We don't post it against your expenditures. So if your expenditures, let's say, are 200,000 and you had 1,000 in revenue, so I would reduce your expenditures by that $1,000, and that would be your true budgeted money spent for that fiscal year.
What accounts were they?
Vermont Community and Milowski Donation. Two accounts. Milowski had an $8.03 credit, and Vermont had a $236 or something like that.
Those were grants.
Right. Well, they were donations.
Well, they were. You put them in grant accounts, though, when we talked.
Well, we put them in expenditures. The credits went to the expenditure account.
Okay.
So they didn't stay on the revenue side. They went to expenditures because that's how you folks wanted us to do it. We can't do it that way anymore. So we have to keep them separate. So if you get a donation, we can put it to your donation account that you have now that you use. Mm-hmm. Because the expense, it also has an expense side.
Yeah.
So we have to just make sure moving forward that it goes to a revenue.
So not the... This is where it gets confusing. So when we met with Bonnie last year and we went over this, that was the sort of my takeaway, is that the grants roll over.
So the ILL grant you get from the state of Vermont, that's a true grant. So it has terms and conditions. Vermont Communities, I don't believe, is a grant. I believe it's another nonprofit that's
foundation.
Yeah, is giving you money. Do they have a timeline and what you have to do and can't do with that?
Yeah, money? I gave you those letters when I got them, when I submitted the checks.
Right, but you don't have to match it. You don't have to.
No, it's a foundation giving a grant.
Yeah.
Grant for what reasons?
Sometimes they are for like the children's room.
Okay.
Sometimes it's for specifically books. Sometimes it's for programs.
Okay. So that has to be as a revenue. So in the future, we'll have to do that as a revenue. So we have a grant revenue section in the budget. You guys have your own grant where the ILL goes, the summer reading program goes. So we will now make sure that goes on the revenue side. Mm-hmm. And then you have the expense side, the expenditure side. So when you spend against that, so it goes there. Mm-hmm. So your revenues will wash that. So let's say your revenues have a $10 credit at the end of the fiscal year. It will reduce your total expenditures. No, it won't. It's a grant. So that has to roll into the next year.
That was my question about those two grants in particular, because those didn't roll over.
Correct. So we will have to fix that. Okay. I will talk to the auditors. So that $236 will have to roll over.
Okay.
The Fidelity is a donation. It's not a grant. So it's like if I wanted to do a donation and Fidelity is who I have my money with, I send it to the library.
A direct start.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's a...
Sometimes those donors have specific wishes, though.
That's correct. They do. It's still a donation.
Yeah.
So... the money should be spent the way they want it, but again, it goes against your expenditure. So I donate $500 and I want you to buy children's books. Mm-hmm. So any children's books you buy go to this children's expenditure, but you have a revenue that offsets that so it doesn't mess up your budget that you already have in place. Does that make sense?
Mm-mm.
So I've given you $500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your revenues have increased by $500. So now you spend $500 on the kids' books in your expenditure.
From Youth Services books.
Yep. So you buy them from Ingram or whoever you're buying your books from, and they go to children's books expenditure in your budget line. But you have a revenue that offsets that, so it doesn't mess up your fiscal year budget.
Wouldn't I just buy against that $500?
Yeah, but you put it to your expenditures, children's books expenses that you have. So you just put the $500 to that, but you have a revenue that now offsets that.
An additional revenue in addition to that budget.
Right, exactly. So your budget line will be $500 over at the end of the fiscal year, but you have a revenue of $500. So let's say that line was $2,000 for the whole year, but it's $2,500. But you have a revenue that reduces that expenditure by $500. It just has to be in a separate line.
Yeah, so separate accounting, I get. I think the rollover issue is one of our
concerns in that case, being a donation, that would not roll over.
Why?
Because it's not a grant. It's like, a true donation.
But our donations roll. I mean, that's when we do fundraising, that money doesn't get swallowed up at the end of the year. It's
because that goes
swallowed up. Because I think
into
that's
into the general fund.
But no. So I'll be very clear. No money that comes into the library is moving back into the town general fund.
No. She's saying it goes into our general fund. No, we've got there. We've gotten there. We're clear on that. It gets swallowed up into our general
fund. Is
that okay?
Yeah, into the library's into the library fund.
So is it that in the course of that year, we get $500?
Mm-hmm.
We need to spend the $500 before the year is up so that on the wish of whoever mm-hmm. is coming in and making sure that that happens. So then it doesn't get confusing.
I guess if that is their wish, if the Vermont Community Foundation says you have, you know, this is your money to spend when you have gaps or special needs and it's not time bound, that's where I'm getting confused.
It would go into the library reserve account at the end of the year, unless you ran a deficit like this year.
Right. Well, wouldn't we have to go ask the Vermont Community Foundation, is it okay if we use your money for a deficit against the library general operating deficit?
So I think if there are conditions on the money, yes. But if one of the Fidelity donations is a $200, they use the word grant, but grant to the Heartland Public Library, then there's no strings on that money.
So it sounds like you need to find out if the Community Foundation has any attached string.
Right, yeah.
They're all, like, it's all in the letter that they send. So, like I said earlier. Right,
for 4 years, but there's no timeline.
Right.
There's no timeline in this. So our fiscal year, not being a year, but a calendar year, unfortunately ends on June 30th. So we'd have to find out if their wishes are, if it goes through the fiscal year or if the money's totally spent.
Could roll over.
Right, or it should roll off, correct.
We're going to do that going forward, I guess.
Yeah.
So ask people to put that in writing.
Yeah, there's a way to find out from them how they want, how that works.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I don't understand for the $500 that is a grant donation, and they're like, I want this towards adult books in memory of my whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm spending $500 to make this wish happen.
Yes.
In that fiscal year.
Correct.
For adult books. And you're saying out of adult books, that's coming out of. So when I get that money, there's not an expense line and a revenues line for that one check.
Well, there will be. So what we'll do is because the library has their own revenue section for grants, and we have the non citizen library card and copies. Mm-hmm. So we'll put in there donation Martin Dole $500. Mm-hmm. So that shows the revenue.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, so we'll total your revenue. So you got $3,000 in revenues between copies and donations and that. And then you have your expenditures, and it would reduce your expenditures by that $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get to whether you have a surplus or a deficit. So the revenues, they don't go anywhere. You still get your revenues. Mm-hmm. It just reduces the expenditures on the expenditure side.
So effectively, you can spend $500 more on children's books.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Line will show a negative, but you'll know that because it's here, it's going
to
cancel.
Right. So your budget line that's supposed to be $2,000 is $2,500, but you know that you have this revenue mm-hmm. that offsets it.
Yeah, I think it would still help me if I could get an account, like a dummy account with NMRIC, so I could come over and see it just for my own.
Well, so you have the budget there.
You said
so if you bring up the revenue side page.
Oh, hang on, let me get to the budget. I just have the list of. Hold on, I can get there.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, what kind of account were you talking about?
NMRIC.
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 NEMRIC.
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 It's the. Yes, it's the accounting system that the town uses.
August. The budget.
It's an acronym.
Oh, everything looks weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is look weird.
It's very sprawling.
Yeah.
It's not a PDF at all.
I don't know. know. I'm having such a hard time with Google right now.
No, mine is the same.
Is it in our packet?
That's what I just pulled up.
Yeah, that's what I pulled up too.
It makes it really hard to.
Yeah. So it'll
anyway, look... I have the physical copy.
Oh, perfect.
Right here.
Thank you. So in this section you have here, it says total grant revenue. We're going to have to change that to just total revenues because it's donations. So it's going to look exactly like that. So I will make up an account number, let you know what it is. It's a Martin Dole donation 10-03-2035-00.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that would look like.
Like
so
Lasky.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But instead of on the, so then on the expenditure side, you're going to say, so if I said children's book, this is what I want it done. I want you to buy flower seeds or plant seeds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make up an account on the expenditure side that says plant seeds. Now it's not part of your FY budget, but you know you have a revenue that goes against it. So you can say the plant seeds were $500, but you have a revenue that offsets that expenditure line. So your budget's not, you're not out of budget. It doesn't put you into a deficit because you have the revenue that covers that.
Okay. Would you get this?
Everyone else, yeah. don't dependent on you as the current treasurer.
I know.
Would it be helpful to you if, when Tracy spends $500 on seeds or whatever, she says this is against the?
She does. She's very good about doing that.
Well, I have one question. So if we don't spend the $500 on children's books, and then it gets used to offset kind of whatever's in the budget that is over, doesn't that go against the will of the donor who said that
it does, but it's a donation, and unfortunately, that, as you said, the money should be spent in the fiscal year.
And this is so totally that's why I'm saying so that we're in line with what the wishes are, I think we need to maybe take care of it within that fiscal year
or direct people to donate to the friends.
Or ask them to specify how time bound it is, one of those three,
right.
Yeah, just so it's clear.
Because I'd be really angry if I donated for books and found out it went to
me too.
So it was a deficit,
especially in memory of someone or something where people have ties to this library.
Well, the memory, the memory we can put into the
memorial. But some people do not.
They do it more casually.
Very casually during
my mother. Like I just signed up for life insurance and they're like, we will match up to whatever percent. Who do you want your money to go to, kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah. And then it wouldn't have specifics unless I put them.
Right. For specifics.
You don't even know. During fundraise appeal.
You go to the online portal to do that.
During the fundraise appeal, I'll get little cards, and it'll be like, oh, my husband's mother just passed away, and like this is sort of in honor of her, but it's with the fundraise appeal letter, so it's like it is a
donation. Right, it goes right in the fundraising appeal. Right, which makes sense, absolutely.
That's different.
It is different, but people are just people.
They care.
Because that's kind of general, but you know it's from the live fundraising appeal, so you know that's where it goes. So
it's going.
Yeah.
Right, and that account never closes.
Okay. Was there anything else?
And this is a GASB. It's called a GASB thing. It's governmental accounting for the way it's done. And it was changed back in 95 or 96 to make sure that it was done this way. So when I first started, when the trucks was in an accident, and we get a $52,000 check, but we also got a $50,000 bill. So I figured it's the same thing. I can put it in the expenditure because it's the same thing. And she had to make a general journal entry and pulled it out and put it in the revenue. It's the same bottom line. It doesn't change. But this way, if it needs to be tracked in the future or something, we get a lot of public requests of how we spend our money.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has to be separated for that reason. So it's just a governmental accounting thing that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this was the auditor's issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was also our question. So that's perfect.
Right. So So moving forward, and Tracy's always great connecting with me to say, hey, how are we going to do this, or this is where I want the money to go, and she's very good about that. So
Cool.
Okay. Oh, I think I did use the credit card for Staples. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Totally spaced on.
No, that's fine. And then you had the other IO or OI. Did you get that canceled?
Be canceled. I canceled that like within the month.
Because I got a charge this month on it.
Yeah,
so if you want to reach, if you could find time to take care of that.
Rejected or whatever. Yeah.
Disputed.
Yeah, because I
canceled. Oh, you want me to dispute it?
Could you?
Yeah.
I canceled that like within 3 weeks.
Yeah. Karen's out until Monday, so I'll send her an email and Monday she'll I'll have her dispute that charge.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah.
So I may have to charge it so I can reconcile my account, and then I'll reverse it when I get
okay.
credit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And I'll just double check on my end too to see
what's going on.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Such a nice
absolutely. No. I'm glad we could.
I make cookies.
If you insist.
Yes,
thank
please.
You very much.
Okay, so we are back on track.
Approving
the minute.
Where are they?
They're in the folder. Yeah. One's my name is spelled different ways. It's right the second time. But
it was probably me.
That's okay. It's
typing.
It's two different ways on the town accounting too. When I signed the two warrants, one spelled that way, one spelled right. It's down lower too. It was one other time. Just thought about that as a correction versus notice. And Tina and Meredith.
Page.
And then that was all I had. Oh, we're unstable on the internet. Just FYI.
What's that?
We just got a note. We're unstable.
Internet. Yeah, everything's unstable right now.
Well, Vitel's doing a maintenance.
Is it tonight? And Zoom keeps doing this thing.
We're on staff. I'm on guest.
Yeah, I think something's going on.
I think it is Vitel because I was having trouble at home.
Yeah, we had some issues earlier today too. It's still recording.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the June minutes.
Okay. All in favor?
I abstained because I wasn't here. Yeah,
perfect. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Well, here, I should have my own copy up. I will need it later. All right, public comment. You guys aren't really public. They're town employees. Do you have any comment on anything? Okay.
Actually, I do. Sorry. Okay. LIBEN?
No, it's my first name. It's MEREDI.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe should be correct.
It's right on. Salary is wrong on invoices, one or the other. It's two different ways.
Thanks.
It's common, hence Tina doing. Okay, library report and financial report. Tracy.
Hello. Okay. I just realized I scheduled a little time off during the next meeting or October's meeting, so.
We can switch it, maybe. We try.
In October or September? Yeah. October.
October's meeting is 2 away.
Yeah, so I think it's October.
That's the third. That's early than the third Wednesday.
What's that?
21st?
Yeah, I think it's the 21st. The 19th is Monday.
All right.
We're not meeting for September.
No, it is October.
Okay. She's going to be away in October is the one she's talking about. Sorry.
Let's take that offline and just do it through a poll.
Okay, great. I was
spending 20 minutes trying to calendar now.
Yeah. We had 193 people sign up for a summer reading program, which was awesome. We called all the winners today. sadly,
I won something.
Yeah.
So did I.
stuffed my one thing. I stuffed it full. I don't win.
Was that harpoon?
No, yeah. It's skunk.
Everybody did that.
What you got was like
the reading
tables.
Oh, nice. What did you
have? A bag of books.
Wow.
Yes. So anyway, that was fun.
John says, "What do we need those for?"
Training Rebecca is going really well. She's doing great, and she's really connecting with families. I sent MOU updates to the people invested parties as of this reading writing. I didn't hear anyone, but we heard back from John Broker Campbell. Also, I think we might, I mean, we can talk about this in the MOU meeting, but there's some additions that I'd like to address. Eric's been working behind the scenes on that one card reciprocal borrowing pilot. This, I don't know if you all remember when we had two stops for ILL, mm-hmm. and it basically doubled our cost. It was almost, I think it was over $3,000 for the year. And our grant from IMLS through the Vermont Department of Libraries is only $675. So because of this reciprocal borrowing, we are going to have to add another stop to our ILL courier. And because it's going to be basically, and I've talked about this, but reciprocal borrowing will be where the one card program, like you, instead of going to Norwich, you can place a hold from our catalog to Norwich because they have that book you want and we don't. And then it'll be couriered over here. And that'll be for all one card libraries and hopefully statewide at some point, which is what I'm like really advocating for. Just really growing access to reading materials and books for people in rural communities. So that we're in this pilot program. It's so far going well. We have little bookmarks that are we're putting into the books and it's working. So it's in the pilot program is Thetford, Norwich, and Heartland. So it's exciting because this is something that we've been talking about for a couple of years now. It's like, you know, especially coming from the West Coast where you're like, well, you know, I had access to like 14 libraries in the Bay Area and, you know, but anyway, so that's great. That's a really good thing. And like, especially that we're on the forefront of it is really exciting. I'm working on the September newsletter. Collection development, Ingram carts are ready through October for adult books and our migration project.
I don't know what that means.
What's that?
I don't exactly know what that means. The Ingram carts are ready.
Oh, like they're fully, I have the orders ready to go.
Oh, Ingram carts.
Okay.
Got it. Shopping carts.
They call it carts. Yeah. Got it.
Yes.
So we are, those carts are ready to
I was envisioning like carts here ready.
Oh, for no.
Fresh. It's not October yet.
Oh my God, no. So the migration project is going really well. Where we have it all planned out. I'm super excited about our plans. And I have people who are willing to move books with us. So on our staff development day. So
do you have enough? Because I haven't answered yet. Like, because I have to check.
No. No, we don't have enough. But yeah,
you check it's still recording.
We can totally use our help.
Could you just outline exactly what the migration project is?
Well, it's sort of a surprise. Okay. It's going to be a rollout. But essentially, we are expanding the picture book room. Like, we're expanding the amount of books to the outside.
Nice.
And then we are moving, I'll just say it. We're moving teens upstairs. So teens are going to be all in the, starting at history, going all the way through to DVDs,
right
over, if you can picture it. And then all of nonfiction is going to be moved all the way down to where biographies are. And biographies are coming down and going where teen fiction is.
On the wall there.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're like really curating the collection in a way that's like, I think going to be really great. And I think that people are just going to be able to, you know, walk over to biographies and like just it'll be, I think it'll be a lot better. And then the teens will have a whole area for themselves. Upstairs.
The nonfiction that's not biography is staying where it is, or it's moving, trying to picture.
Nonfiction is staying where it is, but
and the biographies are moving.
Biographies are moving down, which is 92 in the Dewey Decimal System. 920s or collective biography will be shifted. And then all through into history, which is into 990, will be shifted down too. And then we're moving the Vermont collection will be after that, genealogy, and then DVDs.
Okay.
So it'll be all like on that wall. It just makes like way more sense. So yeah, everyone's on board. We just need to like alert the public and everything. And we have, I have all that signage already like primed and ready to go. But I think it'll be great for the
Zoom is
kind of. I know. It's so, there's something going on with
it. Yeah, I think it's system-wide.
Yeah. All righty. So I did work on the budget, but we need to talk about it. And then Martin sent over the budget worksheet that we need to like plug in basically, and that's due on September 11th.
Oof, okay.
Yeah. I am for events. I'm changing to the potluck will be monthly instead of like every other like 6 weeks or whatever it was, to make it a little easier with the UU church and their potluck and then people planning to come here. I did get interviewed today by the Vermont Standards about a lot of our events and Mango languages, which was really nice. So I'm excited about the potluck. Bingo, monthly bingo is another one that I'm excited about.
Is there appetite?
Huh?
Is there appetite?
Yeah, definitely, especially because there's prizes. But the thing is like people are like, does it cost money? And I'm like, no, it's a library event. So yeah, our year-to-date volunteer numbers are okay, 195, and then average per month is about 35.5, and then average per week about 9. And then our ongoing, where we started weeding again, so we're that's all in progress in anticipation of this migration project. Because there are like, we need to think a little bit about space too. All right, budget status report. We are 8.33 into the new fiscal year. And I just sort of made notes, which you probably read about, but the substitute is a little high right now because obviously we've had to use her more often. And then the periodicals is higher because those are at the first of the year, we renew our subscriptions. And that's the same with digital subscription services through the Green Mountain Library Consortium. So we are currently at 6.68, and we should be at 8.33. So we are under budget right now.
But there's lots of bills that come in all at once, right? So
yeah,
for annual subscriptions and stuff. Is that true?
Those pretty much already kind of happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Are there any questions?
You said 6.68.
Yeah.
Versus 8.33.
Yes, they get that part.
Oh, and circulation, visits, ILLs, reference, and tech questions are all up pretty high, wow, which is nice. Yeah.
Was the tech person off? So we've been wondering about tech questions being tied to the fact that we have a good volunteer.
No, I don't know. Maybe they're related, but I think it could be, yeah, because but he's been here for about a year and a half now, so.
And who is that?
The tech. Dave Hale. Whose son.
Very patient.
Whose son is an amazing lobbyist for the VLA.
Yeah, he's the
state. Which is awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Any questions? Okay.
If you don't have time, read all the librarians weighed in, but
yeah, everyone's in here.
But yeah, just I'd be good to leave to read.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that? And I don't think, well, there's continuing business that I sometimes use that phrase, but technically old business, there's nothing, I don't think.
I just want to, so I talked to Tracy about moving the rest of the books that are downstairs. So okay. I just need to make a call to Greenfield to see if they're available to take them on Saturday. Mm. And so I'm planning.
It's a cool bookstore.
It is very cool.
I lost my windshield on that trip. Oh, got a rocket $500 deductible. Mm-hmm. Expensive day of charity work. Anyway, it's a really nice library.
Yeah, bookstore upstairs. I spent like way too much time there and probably way too much money. But anyway, I'm working on making that.
Well, there's still, I think that at Hartford Transfer Station, there's still a box, bin for books, but I don't know.
So what I can't fit in my car, I'll take there.
Okay, and we can help too. And there is broken furniture. I saw the notes from last time that we had.
So, oh yeah, in the attic.
Magically take care of the attic or basement?
Attic and basement. Okay. Yeah. There's
young bodies.
That's like super low priority. Yeah. But it would be nice to get,
All right.
It's a big ask at this point with all the books moving and
focus on the books.
Yeah. The books are more important.
Okay. All right, moving to new business. So Staff Development Day, we've heard a lot about already. We just have to have formal vote that it's okay to close the library that day for staff development. So I call the motion.
I move with you that we close the library on October 6th for Staff Development Day.
I second.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor? Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
I am so excited. I love a good project.
The kids are going to love it.
Oh my God. Kids are going
to
love it.
Speaking of teens, though, it is almost the time for soccer practice, Muddy.
It's on my list.
It is.
Talk to them about that.
Have you come in here after the teens hang out before practice? They don't take their cleats off?
Yeah. We're going to make a sign outside and put some trays.
There are trays. It's already ready.
Here, but I'm like, take them off outside.
Yeah.
Put shoes on.
Yeah, put shoes on or walk around in your socks.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
I'm on it.
Welcome, we already did. Plan annual appeal. So here's my proposal for the annual appeal, or my plea for the annual appeal, is that the same team as last year rejoin and do it.
I have already sort of started.
You're one half of the team. Right from last year?
Chris did it. So the grand list was sent. Doug Linnell sent it. I can't open it on this computer, but maybe you can open it on yours. And then you forwarded the list from last year of all the returns. So we need to make
cross-check that.
And I'm looking at that list going, moved. I think that there's some reasons why. Also found a new direct mailing or quality mailing in Lebanon that I'm going to reach out to once I get the packet again.
Oh, right.
If you can get that to me via email.
We did last year.
Yeah, there was like the logo and the insert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to find that.
And it saved money paying the town to post, but we got back like 300 because we had no way to commercially cross check.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the value of paying these people because they cross check.
It's like a $50 fee.
And we also have a permit that you can have printed on the envelope. You don't print the envelopes, do you?
They do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, in terms of wasted paper and opportunity.
Yeah.
There's a way they can use our permit that'll save you some money.
Yeah.
Is that for postage?
Yeah.
That's a way. I see Bridger, I'm pretty sure they can. On envelopes.
And it's number 3.
Well, I'll find out and then get permit number 3. Call Martin.
There you go.
Okay, great. So that's okay. The two of you. I mean,
yeah, we're good.
I also offered that.
Yeah.
I'll let, oh,
Tina and I met to talk about
fundraising.
Cool. I heard it was more.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Like a little she had talked about.
Yeah. I used to write appeal letters for my previous job.
We have to meet separately though, because three is a quorum.
Yeah. How about I just draft things until.
Why don't you draft a letter? And she draft the letter, and then you
draft,
and then. So why don't you two work on that? We'll work on the mailing.
That sounds good.
Okay, super.
Can I ask a question about when you met about fundraising? Did you guys talk about Aubuchon's roundup thing?
We did not.
Okay.
I'm sort of feeling like let's tackle the fundraise appeal.
Yeah.
And then when I shift off in March and tackle friends, then I think then... we can do those other things.
Yeah, it'd be good to do that. Just so it's on somebody's
radar. Yeah, no, it's on.
Sounds like a good friend's thing.
It would be a good way to do, an easy way to make some money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it'll be a time period you'll have to wait before you get on the list.
Yeah, definitely understand that.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you all three of you.
So check that out.
Okay, resolve the FY 2026 budget deficit. We just have to have a formal motion to use library's general fund to offset the
how much
28 and change.
How much is it?
881. I can't remember. Thereabouts.
Do we have to have that in the motion? We probably should have the amount in the motion, yes.
Okay.
Martin, do you remember the total amount?
Come on, Martin.
I'm sure I have it.
$2,883 and change.
Oh. Yeah, because some of our the money that we made would have offset that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think it's around $2,083 and change.
Okay. Well, let's should be able to get it.
Yeah. If you said 2,800, you'd be all set.
Well, 2,083. Which one we should figure it out? Let me find it. It's worth it.
I think it was in last month's meeting.
Really? I thought we just got word.
It was just word. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hang on.
It's July. Well.
Yeah, I emailed that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, hang on.
Finance.
What was it over?
I'm down in the ballpark. Yeah. Funds.
Chatty group.
Yeah.
List, no.
Interesting. Was it in an email with John, though?
It was three-way, but or four-way or multiple ways. Maybe where it is.
Oh, my God. I can't see
I think it's. I know. The problem is I think they're all titled Town of Heartland.
Yeah.
To look for some
Okay, deficit. I just found the ink.
Did you search by deficit?
No, I searched by John because I knew I thought it came from.
Yeah, I thought it was
him. There we go. I got it.
Yay. Okay.
A small deficit of $2,807.08.
2,807.08.
And the middle number is reversed.
Plus, like yours.
Yeah, yours was
2,807.08.
8 cents.
Okay, so you
got
to do a motion.
I motion that the library board use our general fund to cover the small deficit of $2,807.08. To cover our overage expenditures.
From FY 26.
26, there we go.
I second. Any discussion?
Yes. Actually, I had a thought. We trimmed our budget really, really close, and I think we need to keep that in mind moving forward of trimming it too close. I mean, we weren't over by a lot, but I just want to be conscious of when we're building the budget, not to trim it to the point where we're going to overspend. Yeah, I think we need to, I mean, we can be conscious, but I think that we need to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it was tight.
Yes.
Agree. Were there particular like places where we overspent more and that's what caused the deficit or the difference?
I think adult books was higher than it should have been.
That was the place we cut to the bone.
I think that was the one. And some of the digital services were more expensive from GMLC, like our consortium numbers went up and we didn't budget for that. Little things we were over, like publicity, but it was like $20-$30, but all this stuff kind of added up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was the discussion.
The job well done, I gotta say, to be coming on that tight a budget that close. All right. So any other discussion? All right, I call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's official.
It's official.
The answer I gave you last week is official. Okay. Initiate budgeting process for FY 2028. We just heard we need to have a draft budget 11. By the September 11th, 25th anniversary. What a day. So we need to have a three-way soon.
So within this folder is our documents for the budget proposal?
Yes, which I did not review.
So we just need, the three of us just need to get together and I think, or review it and have any notes in the document. You can make comments in the document. And I have some projections in the spreadsheet there. But
we just need to have a meeting. You don't hear COLA and stuff like that, insurance fees until.
So I put an email. I took January through July's average of 3.8. It came out to 3.84 for the COLA. And I found out today the Green Mountain Board approved MVP at 6.2%.
6.2. Okay.
That's what we're running with.
Okay. Catch those here. That would be useful.
What is the 6.2?
6.2 for MVP. That's a lot. For the health insurance.
Again. They described that in the paper as a modest.
Yeah. But if you watch the trend over the last 8 years, 1 year Blue Cross Blue Shield will be up more and MVP will be down. And then it reverses. So last year MVP had a small increase and Blue Cross Blue Shield had a
small increase. Oh yes, they did.
Yeah. So they seem to be swapping year to year. But the Green Mountain Board, I'll give them credit. Last year they cut the request by almost half last year. They did it again this year. They made them cut again this year. So at least they're paying attention to that. But it seems every other year, the opposite insurance company gets a little bit bigger rate.
Medicare for all.
And you said
3.84.
84.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, internet.
It's off again.
Yeah, I know. This is like really bad. I've never seen it like this.
Well, the maintenance is not, it's like midnight to 3 a.m.
So yeah.
It's not that.
Well, maybe this is why they need to do this.
Okay, let me get back to the agenda.
All right. Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.
MOU process date.
Oh my God. Stupid. Okay.
We're back. Tricky. I think everybody's been, there was a, I'm sorry everybody's been like reply all, copy all so much because it's a little much, but
yeah, I've been trying to just keep people in the loop a little bit with all the CC or BCC, CCC, just because there's a lot going on.
I appreciate it, actually. Like, I don't like feeling like I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's happening.
Yeah, I think for the MOU, it's just we're waiting for the meeting to happen.
Right, but I believe John did reply all. I think that their team is John, Phil, and Tom Kennedy. So two select board and then Tom Roker Campbell, as ours is the same. We'd like to get this done before you slide
before off. Before I slide off. Yes, I would like to feel like I accomplished.
You accomplished a lot. Get the stable and sane at times. So.
Well, I'm hoping that once it's complete that things move forward.
We'll hit some equilibrium.
Yeah.
You and me both, sister. So they're meeting Friday.
Okay.
I have offered numerous times to share our latest draft and in exchange, but I think the idea they've offered, I think they realize the need to bring Jennifer Naur, who's a very talented mediator that we used last winter, with whom we kicked off the MOU process. To bring her back to what should be a one and done reconciliation. The one thing we sort of have hanging is, actually today really was helpful with Martin is the fiscal procedures we want locked in a little bit more, or at least as an Appendix A or something similar to the buildings and grounds.
Yeah.
And so that hasn't, I don't think we got something from John and we edited it and Tracy's continued to edit it. And I had a little, but whether that can be part of it or an Appendix A or B or whatever number appendix we have.
The financial appendix is like something that they wrote that seems sort of generic and town-wide.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had some library edits. It's
very specific to the library. Yeah.
So this is just to get you guys on board so that you understand what the MOU is moving forward. It seems like there's been a lot of who's supposed to do what, where are things supposed to go, discrepancies, and the board changes quite frequently. So we just want something that's written so that it's very clear moving forward, all the moving parts. Does that make sense?
So
sense? Because we're not the same people all the time.
And like, that way, a board member could come in and kind of look at this and be like, okay, in addition to Vermont library law, which everyone should know, is like, look at that. And then, here are the standards for the way that we are working with the municipality.
And the town attorney drafted the MOU and was very much took account of library law in the drafting. Mm-hmm. So we were really happy with it right out of the gate. And it kind of named some of the things we've been saying, like, hey, this is...
But again, learning and moving forward, and it's for the benefit of
everybody.
Town everybody. And like, us. So hopefully we can get this settled.
And not have so many blow-ups and misunderstandings. So the MOU process. So the problem is scheduling, Jen. Scheduling it around your school availability, around your availability, it may be September, October before we can actually get Jen. She's really pretty busy, but whatever. It's been a long time already. So to finish it strong and finish it right, it would be very good to have Jen Naur's talents in the room. Mm-hmm. She's everybody trusted her and it was really, she was a good presence for everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
So that is the update. I guess we would just offer our edits on the draft, just like the rest of it.
When we go.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have something. It's right now it's all commenty. So that would be something for us to finish on our side. Otherwise we edited it months ago. So, so I think that's good.
Yeah. We hadn't really heard from anybody until this week about it.
Yeah. The letter you all copied on in the, So we're very happy that's back up and going again, even if it took some conflict to get it going. So that's the update. Does anybody have questions? I feel like it's been, you've sort of been informed in bits and starts about it for the whole, it feels like it's been going on forever, and it has. Mm-hmm. We started looking for a mediator.
Oh, it was over a year ago.
Yeah,
yes, before Al over a year ago. Board, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Both sides agreed we needed it in September, and we started in November 25.
Oh, so we'll wrap it up soon.
We'll wrap it up in like 13, 14 months. Okay. So next item. So there's no motion on that. That's just an update. The next thing is you all were copied on the select board, the letter that was addressed to me, I think 3 weeks ago. I really haven't heard from anybody very much about it. So I wanted to start with, not me, to hear from you all about your thoughts, and I'll, you know, respond in whatever way. I don't, and that, the response, and that's your thoughts about the content of the letter, how and if we should respond formally as a board, all that stuff. So I'm opening that up to you all. And Tracy, did you want to start with some of your thoughts about the whole?
I can, if anyone doesn't, or if anyone has I was surprised by this letter, considering the need to move forward through the MOU process. It doesn't feel like it is accomplishing anything towards an end. It does feel a little bit like a shaming of a person who was trying their best, and it's a little odd to also have a response read out loud when there's no context to anybody, like, who's in the room or at the meeting or on the Zoom for the meeting. So it felt a little unfair in a sense to, like, kind of read this sort of shaming letter out loud and not have the voice next to it. My other thoughts are, like, yeah, I mean, they're saying they want to move forward in a professional way, and they want, you know, what is it that they said?
Presented factually and professionally.
Yeah. Yeah. But this letter isn't that either. Like, this, I think that some of this stuff was totally embellished, and, I don't know. It just it does feel a little strange, the letter. And I did have some questions about it from patrons, like, what was that about? Like, no clue, which seems a little confusing. So maybe they can, like, think about that in the future, of, like, if they would want to do this in the future, like, what good does this letter do? Is it getting us to a healthy endpoint? I don't think so, personally.
I think that when I read it, what stands out to me is that first paragraph. Like, there are still unresolved things that have to take place in the MOU. The MOU is not finished, mm-hmm. right? So the clear guidance that we seek, right, it's not official, not there. And mm-hmm. so I think until that happens, we just have to kind of take that collective breath in.
But even as drafted, we don't have, like, I've been asking for a way that we communicate together.
Yeah.
And so that, and, you know, that's not a draft. That's a wish from me, mm-hmm. of, like, hey, can we, like, move forward and, like, be on the same page and, like, how we communicate? And they, you know, I think we did talk about in the MOU, like, how we could communicate, but it's not written as a.
Right. So I remember Jen asking, like, are you meeting monthly and working on those kinds of things, or no? Was that, am I wrong in recollecting?
He laid out a protocol.
That's what I thought. And is that happening?
No.
That's not happening.
Not at all.
So is that are you asking for those meetings? Are you
at first, yeah. But then so the plan was to meet after the what I call department head meetings. They call them staff meetings. Right. So that was the plan. But either for whatever reason they've been canceled.
Okay.
Or I think one time I couldn't go, and or there was like less than 24 hours notice of it, and like I couldn't go. And now they're planned for Tuesdays, and I'm like, that's like a terrible day for
so me. Is it can we separate it from the department head meetings?
Yeah, and just absolutely. Plan
like once
I think it needs to be. I also think but I also think that there's also that embedded like quarterly meeting where John's supposed to come down and do like a walkthrough of the building with Meredith and I to get a sense of.
But that's in the MOU.
Yeah, that is in the MOU.
A lot of this is spelled out in the MOU.
Yeah. So I feel like finished. I do feel like the MOU has to be more specific in these ways.
And there is, as you remember, there's a bit of a one of the disagreements is how specific the MOU should be. We've been advised by Secretary of State's office to be specific. So the pain points are spelled out. Well,
so I think
so that would be, and I.
Yeah, yeah. When I talked to the Jenny Prosser at the Secretary of State's office, she did say like, you need to be as specific as possible in her like, yeah.
Well, I think for developing the trust. Community and trust yeah. and relationship that it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think and Jen, I think Jen, Jennifer
Naur,
yeah. Naur will help with that.
Mm-hmm.
You mean get it to the right grain size?
Get it to the right grain size.
That'll be a long meeting.
I think we just have to
yeah.
persevere and just go in knowing that at some point we have to meet in the middle, right? And I think she's very good at getting us there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think I personally don't think we need to respond to this letter. I don't
what, you agree?
I don't
yeah,
no, think like, stirring yeah. the pot
no.
on our end or their end is going to do anybody any good.
Yeah.
And we know that the MOU will bring clarity, and we just have to kind of keep focused on that.
Yeah.
And just rise above. Or yeah. however we need to make peace with whatever's going on. Yeah. I think it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. And it is not personal. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, and I said this to you. I think that they were very much reacting to the tone of the emails that were being sent.
Well, they were plucking from the emails that I sent.
Yes, and I think that we kind of gave them the opportunity to respond in such a way. And I think we just need to be careful about how we communicate to not give that open
opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah and maybe rise above it. Like you said, just keep it professional.
When we talked with Jen or in those meetings, it was always pick up the phone. Don't write it in an email.
That's the other thing.
Right. Because yeah. tone is perceived differently
right.
when it's written. Right. And I think we just have to keep reminding ourselves that.
Yeah, I think even just having Martin and John here tonight, just that in-person communication
it was good.
Is so much better than an yeah. email
right.
where, again,
right.
things
are right. one dimension. It's a one-dimensional
yeah.
document.
But, yeah.
yeah.
So
then
yeah.
back to forth.
Yeah. So that's my two cents is just.
Yeah. Well, I do think most of the underlying issues would get handled by the MOU. It's frustrating, though, that it took my strong letter to finally get them back rolling on the MOU.
Yeah.
I don't think that's disconnected
mm-hmm.
either. That my saying things in a strong way and sort of.
Well, I guess what I'm going to say is I'm just going to remain positive and hopeful that we're just going to move forward and get the MOU resolved and not look at the whys and hows and whens and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think
well, it is going again. So that's
well, actually, happened. Like I do have to say, like part of what did happen is like, which stirred some of this was the inquiry about my timesheet, and saying that I was seen at the hospital and what are you going to use, personal or sick time? And like, that is an overreach in terms of like, who's managing me? Like, you are my bosses, not.
Yeah, we signed the time.
Yeah. So to me, that was like, and also it felt like my information is getting shared, and that does not feel appropriate to me, especially for some things that, you know, for what's going on. So that was, you know, if I'll just leave it at that, but that was sort of like an underlying factor. And I think that coupled with a few other things that really did feel like, or do feel like, overreach. I'm hoping the MOU can like help this, but we have talked about the MOU and we've had these meetings, and like it's crept back to this sort of like, I don't know.
Again, when the document's not official. So we can't, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's what we just have to wait for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard, and it feels yucky when mm-hmm. you feel like you're under a microscope.
Yeah.
Especially when you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think the point of phone calls is a good one, though. I think that some of that conversation too could have been handled better in a meeting or in a phone call rather than like being back and forth. So
as much as tech is good, tech is not good. Yeah.
Yeah. Things can be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I hear you. All right. Well, that is that.
Okay.
And the last thing is a short executives, hopefully short executive session. This is like, I would come to David and be home at like 9, just in time for that.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for the ultra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Swipe another one.
Thank you very much.
You did a good job, didn't you?
I have to have a
secret to this. That's it.
I'm Martin. Bring the cup.
All right. I'm in.
Okay. So we do have to, I reviewed executive session. Tracy did a really good cheat sheet. We haven't quite good.
I think we have to vote.
We have to make
our vote to enter. Enter. Yeah. We vote to enter, but not to exit, which is so interesting. Okay.
I move that we move into executive session.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I can make the motion. It's ready. Is it recording?
Yeah.
All right, we are out of executive session at 7:45. The action, the board is, the motion coming out of executive session is that the board, per our Heartland Public Library personnel handbook, encourage and request that Tracy Joy, director, apply for FMLA status in as reasonable a time frame as possible. For her own protection, and that's the motion. Any more discussion post executive session? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now move that we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're done early.
I know, I'm shocked.